Arizona's toll road averages more than 30,000 vehicle trips per day. Jeff Warner is familiar with this route. He makes his way through northern Indiana as often as three times a week.
I'm an over-the-road truck driver. I haul farm equipment and agricultural-related materials, as well as cable to construction sites.
The toll road he travels is owned by the state, but in 2006, Indiana struck a deal with an investment group called Centra Macquarie.
It's widely said no one will ever make a deal this good again. That's probably right.
That's former Governor Mitch Daniels speaking in 2011. For an upfront payment of $3.8 billion, the investor would lease the toll road for 75 years, taking over operation and maintenance.
On the day that we made the transaction, we knew it was a great moment for Indiana. 5 years later, it's looked better with every passing year.
Daniels funneled most of the money from the toll road lease into infrastructure improvements and new construction, such as the US 31 and I-69 projects. Without increasing taxes or borrowing more money, Hoosiers, Daniels said, would get better roads. But some are worried that's now coming at a price. Earlier this week, the Indiana Toll Road Concession Company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The ITRCC says a drastic decline in traffic on the toll road since 2007 has led to underwhelming revenues. According to court documents, the company missed a $102 million debt interest payment in June. But the state knew the company faced challenges from the beginning.
They paid more than than at least current conditions allow them to pay back, so they've got a little difficulty.
The ITRCC wants to sell its lease and let a new operator take over. If that doesn't happen, the company plans to reorganize its debt. Senate Budget Chair Luke Kenley says either way, Hoosiers won't be affected.
We worked pretty carefully on that bill, and one of the things that the legislature inserted in that bill was that Indiana doesn't, that property is owned by the state of Indiana. And we also protected ourselves in the event of bankruptcy very strongly. And so I'm sorry that they're not having a good performance themselves, I think for the state of Indiana and for the consumers in Indiana, we're fully protected in that situation.
The agreement stipulates the Indiana Finance Authority must approve any new operator and that tolls cannot under any circumstance be increased beyond what's currently outlined. Governor Mike Pence said in a statement to expect business as usual on the toll road, despite the bankruptcy proceedings. But Representative David Nidzgodsky lives right off the toll road in South Bend, and he doesn't buy that promise.
I was very saddened to find that the conditions within the bathrooms of all those service plazas were close to deplorable. I was very, very embarrassed, and that is not business as usual.
While the ITRCC is supposed to maintain the toll road for the duration of the lease, Nidzgodsky is worried the company won't be able to afford to as the bankruptcy case moves forward.
So they maintain the general upkeep to a certain standard, but where are the things that are going to suffer? How many people may lose their jobs?
Those are all questions Jeff Warner has on his mind as he travels down the toll road, which he says has deteriorated over the years.
It's pretty much your typical toll road that you generally junk.
Now he's worried inconveniences he occasionally experiences during his drive will become routine. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Harrington.